Retired General Wesley Clark won his first Democratic primary election less than a week ago when he edged North Carolina Senator John Edwards by a mere 1,200 votes in Oklahoma. It was enough to keep Clark in the race for the White House, and he's looking for votes in tomorrow's Tennessee primary. From Nashville, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Wesley Clark won't say what will happen if he doesn't win here on Tuesday. He's asked that question at nearly every stop, and he resolutely says, "I'm going to win." But clearly, he has a lot riding on Tennessee. His Little Rock campaign staff voluntarily gave up a week's pay to conserve money so they could run campaign ads here. Here's a radio ad the Clark campaign began running over the weekend.
"I'm George Jones. Like Wes Clark, I'm no career politician, but I do know a leader when I see one."
George Jones's name might not mean much to voters in some other states, but in Tennessee, the well-known country singer qualifies as something of an elder statesman of all things Southern. Since he got into the race, Clark has tried to position himself as the leading Southern candidate, but Edwards is always right there. The two split the first two Southern states to vote last week, South Carolina and Oklahoma, and now they're battling over Virginia and Tennessee. But for now, they're in a tight race for second place behind John Kerry. Yesterday, Clark visited three predominantly African-American churches in the Memphis area. At New Sardis Baptist Church, General Clark told the congregation about his commitment to his Christian faith, a commitment he says he first professed publicly when he was 9 years old. He said talking about your faith comes naturally to Southerners, but acknowledged that some have questioned whether there might be a political motive. He talked about a reporter who challenged his knowledge of the scripture.
He says, "General," he said, "what's your favorite scripture? Let's hear a quote." He thought he had me. You know what I quoted, Reverend Gray? I quoted John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." I mean, that's what we believe.
That's it. New Sardis' pastor, Lasimba Gray, didn't endorse Clark or any candidate yesterday, but he called on them to continue questioning President Bush about the war in Iraq.
"General Clark is here with us now, and they're trying to get the Democrats not to talk about the war. Don't mention the war. No, don't do that to the president. No. General, stand on that. We need to know how we can get into a war based upon some voodoo intelligence."
Clark attacked President Bush for getting the U.S. into a war, quote, "we didn't have to fight." But he also spent part of the day attacking his two closest Democratic rivals in Tennessee and Virginia, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Clark said he felt it was important to help voters draw a distinction between him and the others in the race. And to help, he brought up Edwards and Kerry's tax plans.
"If you look at my two competitors in this race here in Tennessee, when they're talking about tax reform and helping middle-class families, their help is going to average less than $100 per family per year. Mine will be $1,500 a year. And I'll do mine without raising the federal deficit one dime."
While Clark spent nearly all of the last week in Tennessee and Virginia, he is looking beyond Tuesday. On Sunday, he made a quick trip to Wisconsin, which is holding a primary next week. And he said he expected to remain in the race until at least March 2nd, when Democrats in 10 states cast their votes. Greg Allen, NPR News, Nashville.